We have approximately 140 students from kindergarten to grade 9. The age range is from 5 to 19.
How are they grouped in those classes? Are they, is it done originally by age group, or is there some particular form of grouping that you have?
It starts by chronological age grouping. Age 5, you go straight into kindergarten, usually from kindergarten into grade 1. It's from grade 1 on where you would start seeing some discrepancies. Compared to schools down south, you would find that many children up here need to spend more than 1 year in a particular grade, and that's largely because of language differences and also experiential differences. So you could have a situation where a student could be 18 years old and still reading at a grade 3 or 4 level. The grouping in the classrooms are quite extraordinary, certainly to my experience. In grade 1 we would have age 6 and 7. In class 2, we don't call them grades here, with class 2 we would have from age 7 to about 10, covering grades 1, 2, and possibly 3. In class 3, we would again have an age range from 7 to 13 years old, and a grade span would be from grade 2 to grade 4. After that, the age span becomes even larger. Class 4, we would have an age span of 8 years old to 16 years old, with a grade span from grade 2 up to grade 4, usually, maybe grade 5. In class 5, next one up, is where we have the largest discrepancy. We have one child who is 10 years old, and we have others that go up to 18. This class in grade discrepancies, or a grade range, would go from grade 1 right up to grade 6. What happens is that in this district, children are given grades, but not as a whole year grade. They would be given a grade in language arts, they'd be given a grade in mathematics, a grade in social studies, and a grade in science. The other subjects are not graded. And what happens is that you will have some students who will be in grade 6 in math, but in grade 3 in language arts. And of course the science and social studies depend so much on the language arts skills that those are low as well. Students leave here at the end of grade 9. Unfortunately, we may have up to 20 children coming into kindergarten at the beginning of the year. A number of years later, we might have one or two who will leave grade 9 to go to Yellowknife.
So they have to go for high school, they've got to leave.
That's right. They go to Yellowknife. They're boarded in a residence there. And they go for grade 10, 11, and 12 there. Now this is a vast improvement over what was at one time. In Spence Bay here, the children left and went to Yellowknife, I think it's Yellowknife I believe, at a grade 1 level already. They were actually picked up by plane and taken away from their parents. And it was I can't remember how many years ago, but a one-room school started here in Spence Bay, and probably was one of the major reasons why Spence Bay became a center. Is that the school was here, and then more and more people came to Spence Bay to stay the year round.
Does that type of grouping you mentioned in the classrooms, the wide age range, that have any social problems? Did it work okay? Did the kids...
Better up here than it would down south. One of the most neat things, neat is the word I'd use, is where if we'd have a cross-grade grouping, even greater than that, I would see a big, rough, tough 18-year-old sitting down with a grade 1 and have that one on his knees and just sort of talking to each other and really relating quite closely. You don't see that much down south, but I've seen it up here so often, and it's really quite nice to